It's all about football today here on Palmetto Mornings. That's because we are officially announcing the lineup for the 8th annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Champion Services. Mark your calendars. August the 15th is where what you need to circle on your calendar. Draw that pretty little football that some of you artists can draw on that date. And the location will, of course, be District 3 Stadium, right there in the heart of Football City USA. All three of the high schools here in Rock Hill, South Point, Rock Hill, Northwestern will take on three other football teams. This serves as a fundraiser for these football programs. At the end of the night, however much money is raised, we divide it by three, and these schools get those funds to continue to do with it what they need to for their programs. This morning, on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, again, we're meeting all the coaches and hearing about their lineup at that game, as well as getting a preview of their fall season. So next up, we've got the head football coach from Rock Hill High School, Leon Boware. The Bearcats going to take on Spring Valley at 5:30. That's presented by Burn Chevrolet. So once again, let's welcome Coach Leon Boware to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, Coach.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Welcome.
Now, I was not here when you were here last.
Yes,
so for those who might be joining us today for the first time, briefly, just kind of tell us your story, starting with your alumni. You are an alumni of Rock Hill High School.
Yes, sir. So I was fortunate enough to be able to play at Rock Hill High School. And then, of course, I started out as a head wrestling coach, traveled around with that, and then was able to get my first opportunity as a head football coach at Louisville High School. And then from there, I went 2 years there and went to Lugoff Elgin High School. I was a athletic director and head football coach there, and then fortunate enough to be back home at Rock Hill High School. Excited about what we're trying to do with our program.
Well, you're credited for turning around the program there at Louisville and again at Lugoff Elgin. And Rock Hill High School, I don't think it's any surprise that it also needs a reset there. Mm-hmm. What does that look like for not only a former player to come in? So you've got that foundation, you've got, you know, a legacy there of looking at this program and kind of continuing to add new life into it.
Yeah, so they I think right now the players, the parents, and the administration see that I'm very passionate about Rock Hill High. So it's just not come in, let's turn it around. Let's come in and let's make sure that it's set for the rest of eternity, really. I want to make sure that we put in our program and our players first, and making sure that we build it to where we went, where it used to be.
I can only imagine, not only did you play there at Rock Hill High School, so you know the landscape, you know the locker room, you know the culture there, and to be able to come back and lead that football team, what a full circle moment that's got to be.
Very full circle. Yeah. I'm out there with my whistle walking on the field. It finally clicked when we went to spring practice that, man, I'm the actual the head football coach here at Rock Hill High School. So that moment was great. I mean, I got coaches on my staff that coached me when I was at Rock Hill. So that's it's an awesome feeling. But at the end of the day, those feelings go away because it's time to put the whistles on and get to work. And so that's what's the most important thing about the program right now, just making sure that we get things rolling and ready to go for August. And so that's the things that we've been doing right now.
Well, speaking of blowing that whistle as a coach, what does the team look like? What are you most encouraged about? What should our community be most encouraged about watching the Bearcats?
Yeah, I'm excited. The buy-in from day one has been there. They're working hard in the weight room, working hard with learning a new offense and a new defense, and obviously special teams is coming with that as well. But the buy-in from our kids right now has been great. They're hungry for success. Mm-hmm. They watch the other two programs in the city, and they want to be right there with them. So when you have that true buy-in from the players and the parents, that's the main thing that helps us get to where we're trying to go.
When a new coach comes into a program, such as your case, Boware, again, you need to keep what you have so you don't lose folks. Mm-hmm. And we know effective July 1st, it's the wild, wild west, yes. Right? You can go everywhere. So how you were telling us before the microphones turn on, you met with each individual player, yes, just to have one-on-one conversations with them.
Yeah, some one-on-one conversations and some one-on-one meetings. And really, the biggest thing is the relationship piece of it. We want to make sure that we're building relationships on and off the field. I don't want them to just see me as a coach. I want them to know that they can come talk to me about anything. My goal is for them to be successful when they walk out of our locker room for the last time. So those relationship pieces are important. If you take care of home, everything else is going to be fine. And so we want to make sure we keep a fence up around our house and make sure we keep our grass cut so we can take care of home.
So That's well said there. How do you prepare, though, for like July 1st? How do you keep the guys that you have now, as well as maybe just see what else is out there where others might not get the opportunity to play at their school, but they can see an opportunity there at Rock Hill High?
I'm going to be honest with you. We're really focused on what we have in front of us. We're not out looking for anything. They come. But right now, we focus on the kids that's in our program, and we want to make sure that we develop the kids and make sure they're successful.
The 8th annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff, powered by Champion Services. It will take place on August the 15th at District 3 Stadium, right here in the heart of Football City USA. Rock Hill High School, the Bearcats, will take on Spring Valley at 5:30. That's our first game. That game is presented by Burns Chevrolet. Take us out to that game against Spring Valley.
Well, it's going to be an exciting game. Coach Norman is actually the new head football coach at Spring Valley. He's an alum as well. And we actually played against each other in high school. We figured that out as we was talking. So it was
the Battle of the Bearcats.
It is. So we're bringing back old rivalry, rivalry there. And he's trying to get Spring Valley back to where they were. So it's going to be an exciting game. I was able to play against them last year in the region matchup, but I think it'll be a good challenge for our players here at Rock Hill.
We ask, and we're going to ask Coach Wofford this too when he comes in later. We asked Coach Collins this earlier. Why do you think events like Football City Classic is so important for our community?
Bringing everybody in one setting, one place, and just seeing all the talent that we have around Rock Hill. I remember when it was two schools, and now you got three. And you think about if it was one high school. The talent that we have here, you look at it from the youth level all the way up to the high school level. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate, we're blessed with the talent that we have sitting right here in Rock Hill. And so just to put it all in one night is an exciting event for everybody.
Coach Boware, folks don't know about you and the culture that you have on a football team. How do you describe that culture? What is the culture of a football team under the leadership of Coach Leon Boware?
First off, just kind of making sure I'm a player's coach. I'm going to have a good time with them. I'm going to have fun, but we're going to know when that time is over and when time to work. So I want to have that relationship piece. I'm going to get in. I get my hands dirty and show you if I have to show you how to block. I have to go. I'm not going to run a route as fast as they are, but I'll show them how to run a route if I need to.
They have younger knees.
they got better knees.
Knees, that's right.
They got better knees. So whatever it takes to make sure we get our players to the highest level of competing, that's what we're going to do. And that's the coaches I have around me as well. We all invested in our players to make sure that we do that.
We'll see the Bearcats from Rock Hill High School under the leadership of new head coach Leon Boware as they take on the Spring Valley Vikings. 5:30, that's the first game during the 8th annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff, powered by Champion Services. August the 15th, this District 3 Stadium right here in Rock Hill, and the Bearcat Spring Valley game is presented by Burns Chevrolet. Coach, we'll be out there, we'll be watching, and here's to a fantastic season, sir.
I appreciate it.